Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is halftime. 2 hours down, two more to go. Okay, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. Okay, you can contact me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody listening at home. Thank you to everybody listening on the road, folks listening at work, while they're in the car at work. I appreciate you. You got options. I'm happy that you are here with me. As always, the phone number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got more to talk about. Thank you to every caller who shared their opinion about Cam Newton and whether or not the New England Patriots should give him a contract, whether it be now. I don't think so. At the end of the season, I find it to be much more realistic. And then we also spent time talking about teams that are 2-0. Who is 2-0 and who actually has legitimate legs to stand on? Not just going to sink and disappear like the Bears are 2-0. I mean, come on. They beat the Lions. They beat the Giants. I could find a couple of people off the street to probably beat two of those teams. So the Bears not expecting too much from them. The Steelers, the Cards, 2-0. Yeah. I think it might be a better situation for them. But now, it's time to adjust things just a little bit. Because right before we went to break, for all of my NBA fans out there, the Denver Nuggets, they're not down 3-0 against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Denver Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight 114-106. Los Angeles leads the series 2-1. I know the Denver Nuggets, they've had a lot of magic. They're in Disney World. They're at Mickey Mouse Land or whatever the hell you want to call it. They got that stupid, let me ask producer Stu here. What is that thing, a magic wand? Is that dumb thing that Mickey Mouse was waving around? That's what he had, right, Stu?
Yeah, I believe it's a wand of some sort, yes.
yeah, in Fantasia, Mickey Mouse was waving that dumb wand and making teacups dance and all types of other ridiculousness. Well, you know what? I've said all of that magic is eventually going to come to an end. And tonight, they can extend it just a little bit. It almost didn't happen. Because the Denver Nuggets, they were beating up on the Lakers' ass. There's no other way to put it. They were whooping them. I mean, they had a 20-point lead. At one point, they had this lead with like 10 minutes left. And the Lakers went on a 12-2 run. And the Lakers pulled this game within 3 points. Jamal Murray knocks down some big threes. Jamal Murray finds Paul Millsap under the basket, and ultimately, Denver doesn't choke despite having a 20-point lead. And Denver, as I say, they walk away with a victory over the Lakers tonight. The Lakers still lead in the series 2-1, but Denver got busy. Denver got it done. Both teams shooting over 50% here in this matchup. The Lakers, pretty damn bad from three. They shoot 6 of 26 overall. The Nuggets, 11 of 29 from downtown, and your leading scorers, there are no surprises here. Nikola Jokic gives you 22 points, 10 rebounds. Jeremy Grant, a playoff career high, 26 points. And Jamal Murray, I told you about the big threes and the big pass that he fed to Millsap. Jamal Murray, he finishes the night with 28 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds. So the Nuggets, they live to see another day. But their head coach, Mike Malone, he never doubted the team heading into the game.
I had no doubt, Sam, that we were going to show up tonight. And the reason I didn't have any doubt is because we won 6 straight elimination games. You know, we're always, everybody always has us packing our bags and leaving, but we're not ready to go. For some reason, we love this bubble. I can't explain that, but this team loves the bubble.
I don't know. Maybe Denver, they need to throw a bubble up in Colorado. Maybe for some reason, the team doesn't want to give up. Well, I mean, everybody keeps saying how scrappy the Denver Nuggets are. Well, who the hell wants to wake up and be in a 3-1 hole? Guess what an NBA team has never done? There's never been a team to come back from a 3-0. And now that won't be the Nuggets. Maybe the Nuggets, this is in their master plan to set this up to be down 3-1 to come back and go to the NBA Finals. No, that's not going to happen. You know, I always thought entering into this series that the Nuggets, they're not a bad squad. They got some ballers on that team. They got a super vet and my main man, Paul Millsap. You got a Jeremy Grant getting his career high 26. This is a hell of a team. They're not just going to roll over. They're not going to hand things over. We've seen them come back from 3-1. But I'm not going to say that they're going to beat the Los Angeles Lakers. That's not happening. Unlikely. Highly unlikely. You even saw the Lakers fought back. They were close to 3. Anthony Davis tonight, 27 points. LeBron James had a triple-double. 30 points for LeBron, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. And this is where you get into trouble with the rest of the team. Okay? Danny Green. I keep telling you about this guy's shooting slump. I know Snoop Dogg is mad. Danny Green only had 4 points. JaVale McGee, he actually didn't start the second half. They put Dwight Howard out there trying to throw him at Jokic. Rajon Rondo gave you 9. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope gave you 12. Kuzma gave you 11. They got close, but they didn't get close enough to win the game. And Mike Malone, he's just thrilled that the Nuggets didn't choke this away. And that even when the Lakers got close, when they were down 20 and came back to 3, the Nuggets did not give up. Mike Malone was thrilled. Listen.
We believe. You know, this is, to me, kind of similar to last series. Game 1, the Clippers blew us out. Game 2, we win. We felt in Game 3, we gave that game away against the Clippers. Well, the way we look at this situation coming into tonight was they blew us out in Game 1. Game 2, we gave away at the end. And so we had to right that wrong and try to get a game under our belt, which we did tonight. So this gives us just that much more confidence, kids, going into this series, letting them know that we're here, we're in this for the long haul, and we're going to continue to fight and do whatever we can.
Okay. Game 4 is on Thursday. Maybe the Nuggets, look, people will be calling me up. People will be tweeting me. If the Nuggets can tie this series at 2-2, I'm going to get messages in about how, JR, you need to give the Nuggets more respect. And JR, how can you say this about the Nuggets? And I'll get the messages. And it would not surprise me if the Denver Nuggets tied this series at 2-2 on Thursday. But ultimately, I still got the Lakers winning this out. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried about this. The Los Angeles Lakers have 2 all-time talents on their team. The Nuggets have growing, emerging talents on their team, and the Nuggets will be around for years. I hope Michael Porter Jr.'s back works. I also hope he can learn to play some defense. You know, I don't want to say that he's a reason, but my God, you look at some of those plays. Michael Porter Jr., he's not even paying enough attention to defend a back door. Kyle Kuzma basically walked right behind him on the baseline for an easy layup. Michael Porter Jr., he doesn't even box anybody out. What is he? He feels too small? Does he feel he needs to put on some weight? Is he worried about his back? Does his back prevent him from playing defense? The Nuggets have a strong group. The Nuggets will be here for a few years. Jokic, all-star. Murray, all-star. Porter Jr. can develop into an all-star. He has that talent. The Nuggets aren't going anywhere. But I'll tell you where they're not going this year. They ain't going to the finals. The Nuggets ain't winning a championship. Not with LeBron James and Anthony Davis right there. And it's the same tale every single game. When the Lakers lose a game, you can go ahead and look at the box score and you could say, okay, which one of their role players did not show up? Tonight, again, it was Danny Green, who has been, I'd say, pretty damn awful. Through certain stretches of the year, Danny Green has been awful. I don't know what his aversion is to Los Angeles. Maybe he needs to go back up to Canada. Maybe he needs to go home to Long Island. But Danny Green has been bad. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's been better as of late. But I expect the Lakers, like they have, to bounce back. And as I said last week, if there's a team that's going to push the Lakers, if there's an ideal situation from a viewer's perspective, if you want a storyline, then just wait on the Lakers and the Heat. And the Heat have their work cut out for them as they try to, you know, stave off the Celtics. Jimmy Butler says, you know what, it's getting kind of tired coming back from behind. It kind of wears you out trying to come back from behind. And if Jimmy Butler is saying that, and the Miami Heat are basically a thorn in everybody's side, how the hell do you think the Nuggets feel? 3-1, come back. 3-1, come back. How much more gas do you think they have physically and emotionally to come out here and upset the Lakers? I'll tell you, none. If I want to be clear, if I want to be more than honest. So if you're a Denver Nuggets fan out there, congratulations, you won a basketball game, another one. You might win another one. But don't get your hopes high, because this is still the Lakers series to lose. And I don't know if this year will be the year that the Nuggets are just out there favorites and that they're knocking people off. Look at it this way. By the time we go into next season, you thought the Nuggets, they're kind of where people expected them to be right now. The Western Conference Finals might have been best case scenario for the Denver Nuggets. You've seen your younger players continue to develop. You've seen them take another leap. You see them competing against the best at the highest level. The expectations will be there for the Nuggets next year for them to compete and be right back in this spot. That's the reality. And speaking of next season, Commissioner Adam Silver, he's made it clear, you can throw a Christmas start out the window. Ain't happening. Too damn soon, too aggressive. I mean, free agency or the draft is pretty much the week before Thanksgiving. How the hell are we going to start NBA basketball right at Christmas? They want to make money like everybody else. The NBA is itching to get back into these arenas. They are itching for fans to show up. They want the revenue. They want the money. It doesn't make any sense to start off the season in an empty arena and lose money just to turn the lights on. When you can wait several weeks, put a couple of butts in seats and make your money. So that's just a sidebar for you Nuggets fans out there who eventually want to see this young team go out and compete. But this year is not the year for the Nuggets. They're at Disney. They're at the most magical place on earth. But I'm sorry, all of the magic is eventually going to come to an end. Don't get overly excited about one victory or one Lakers loss here. Opening up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the game tonight? A little bit of life for the Denver Nuggets? Do the Lakers have anything to be worried about? I say no. It's a basketball game. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. Ain't no damn body perfect. And I wouldn't expect that from the Lakers, because they've certainly shown that they ain't perfect. But I still have them as my favorites to go ahead and hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy. So the Nuggets got to chalk the rest of this season up to gaining experience, understanding what it means to play at the top, and then coming back and doing it next year. What are your thoughts on the game tonight? 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Rebound down to Jamal Murray. Man, this small ball's kind of working out. Murray has it across the timeline to the rack, and he ducked it home with the right tomahawk. And then he mean mugs everybody.
For anybody listening to Nuggets Radio, you heard Jamal Murray. He was getting busy. The Denver Nuggets knock off the Lakers, 114-106. Lakers now have a 2-1 lead. I don't think there's a lot to worry about here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I always thought the Nuggets would win, you know, two games. Well, they got one right now. Nuggets are a great team. The Nuggets have an amazing future. They have a bright future. Jokic, Murray, Porter Jr. They're going to be around for years. But I don't think right now is the time. And I already told you, as I did about a week ago, had people in Denver mad at me. JR, you're not respecting the Nuggets. Look, I respect them. Paul Millsap is a friend of mine. But I'm not going to tell a lie. I still think they're going to get waxed. I think the series is over. I think they have maxed out on what they could do this year. And it took them 2-3-1 returns to even do so. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. Bernie's calling up from Atlanta. Bernie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What did you think about the game tonight?
What's going on, JR? Let me tell you something. I mean, pretty much I was expecting the Nuggets to come out hard, aggressive tonight. They did that. Got it narrowed it down 2-1. But let me tell you something. And once again, I called you last week about this. Danny Green is hot garbage. I mean, this dude, it just seemed like this dude is trying to build skyscrapers with all those bricks. Like he's trying to build his own personal skyscraper in the bubble. And like I said before, will somebody please free J.R. Smith from Frank Vogel's prison that he got him in right now, so we can get Danny Green off this court? Because him and Caldwell Pope supposed to be our sharpshooter. That's supposed to be our sharpshooter. And Danny Green is just not showing up. You'll see him one out of every 4 or 5 games he might show up. Get this dude off the court and free J.R. Smith. That's all I got. I'll listen to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Bernie, for calling up from Atlanta. I mean, Kentavious Caldwell Pope, he has certainly improved over the past several games. Tonight he put up 12. But I think in a larger stretch here, yeah, Danny Green, he's the guy that's been MIA. He's been missing. He really has. I mean, even in this series, from downtown, that's his job. Knock down a 3-ball. 1-for-3 tonight. 3-for-10 the last game. 1-for-10 the prior game. Danny Green, yeah, he needs to knock these shots down. Randall is calling up from Colorado. I'm sure he's going to have a fit with me. Randall, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the game tonight?
Thanks for taking my call, JR. And, yeah, I'm going to give you some grief here, man.
Please.
I don't know what we need to do to earn some respect. We led the West. we led our division for almost the entire season. I think we had the most road wins of any team in the NBA. We came back twice from 3-1 down. We're in a competitive battle with everybody's pick to win the NBA title. What do we got to do? I mean, I'm afraid, you know, being a personal friend of Paul Millsap really isn't a convincing argument for why we don't deserve to be there.
Well, that's certainly not a convincing argument. My point is, I can tell you, I got personal friends on the team, and I still think they're going to lose. What level of respect, what would you like for me to say? You got the Lakers here. You have the Denver Nuggets. I can rattle off the same accomplishments and achievements that you did right there. But when you boil it down to the two teams that are left in the West, the Nuggets and the Lakers, it's real simple. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Lakers. That doesn't mean that there's a lack of respect for the Nuggets. That doesn't mean there's a lack of respect for their fight. What do you want me to do? Throw them roses? Like what do you want me to say here, Randall? Yeah, people out here crying. My goodness, we had to add profanities into the mix? Oh, my goodness. That's a passionate Denver Nuggets fan. We know they're a good team. What the hell do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? You want me to get a Denver Nuggets tattoo on my head? What do you want from me? I don't think they're going to win. That doesn't mean I don't respect them. What is this? What are they, a family member? They're a basketball team. Look at the stats. Look at the numbers. Yeah, they're a good one. They're a good team that got their asses whooped and had to come back. Good. It shows moxie. It shows drive. It shows that they can come back. It also shows that they can be lackadaisical. Come on. Let's not talk about 3-1. They came back from 3-1. They did it twice. Come on. You got your ass whooped. You were there on the ground. This is not WWE. You're not the Undertaker. You don't win at the end. You don't get your ass whooped and come out the casket. It doesn't happen that way. And you wonder why I say I got the Lakers winning? Come on. Amos is calling up from Tennessee. Amos, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Lakers and Nuggets series so far?
Well, I promise you I ain't going to talk to you like that. I think with everything in the NBA that's going on in regards to super teams and free agency and how these super teams are built instead of made, it's refreshing to watch a team like Denver, who you got Jokic and Murray. I think these guys play well together, and they got some veteran leadership in Paul Millsap. I wish the Hawks still had him. As a Hawks fan, I wish the Hawks still had Paul Millsap, because I think he's a good mentor, and he's somebody that's, you know, been there and done it and been around for a while. So, you know, it's interesting to see if Michael Porter, you know, will ever develop. And I think them being down 3-1 twice doesn't instill character in them. And that coach says they play well in the bubble. So, you know, when they focus and put their mind to it, you know, imagine how they do, you know, when they play in front of their home fans. So I think they're a really good team to watch going forward. But I don't think they fare well against the Lakers across the board. If Murray and Jokic, you know, aren't doing it all, you know, can the other guys do it? I just think the Lakers fare better than the Nuggets in that regard.
No doubt about it. And thank you, Amos, for calling up from Tennessee. And the Lakers do have some guy who has more postseason experience than just about anybody who's ever played. And Michael Porter Jr., you want to talk about his development? Michael Porter Jr. just turned 22 years old. He just turned 22 years old a couple of months ago. So, I mean, he drives me crazy with some of his defensive lapses, not paying attention. But I certainly believe he will improve and get better, especially as he gets stronger. William, Will is calling up from Michigan. Will, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the series so far?
Oh, I think this is a great series. You know, I looked at the Clippers, and I thought the Clippers was way better than Denver. But it doesn't mean that they was going to beat Denver, and that was proven. And then I look at the Lakers, And I see the Lakers are way better than Denver. But it doesn't mean they're going to beat Denver. So I guess that I am with you. I think the Lakers is going to beat them. But as far as me sitting back watching what I think might happen, hey, I would love to see it. But I'm with you, JR. I think the two big guys is going to take care of business. And Denver ain't got nothing to hold their head or down or nothing like that. But I still say when that Clippers series started, I just knew. I knew the Clippers was going to kill them. But it didn't mean they was going to beat them.
Sure.
And it's the same thing with this Lakers.
Right.
It's like the Lakers are going to kill them. But it doesn't mean they're going to beat them.
All right. Well, thank you, William. Appreciate you for calling up from Michigan. Man, William sure knows how to put the emphasis on the word kill. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to have any private conversations with Will anytime soon. But I agree with him. Look, I chose the Clippers to beat the Nuggets. I did. Like the majority of people. Like the majority of people who watch basketball, I chose the Clippers to beat the Nuggets. Well, all of the warts to the Clippers showed that they didn't have the same type of heart, that they obviously didn't have and develop that chemistry. And even though they were in a bubble just like everybody else, I think they had ample time to work and develop some chemistry. It never came. All right. And I don't want to chalk that up to everything that took place throughout the course of the regular season. But you know what? This ain't the Clippers. LeBron James ain't Kawhi. LeBron James is not Paul George. Anthony Davis is not either of those two guys, even though Kawhi is still one of the best in the NBA. This is an interesting combination. And the Lakers will go as their other players go. As Pope goes, as Rondo goes, Kuzma goes. You look at their wins and you see where the contributions come from. You look at the losses and yeah, their other players can get real ugly. It can get extremely hairy. We will continue this conversation when we come back from break, which is a must right now. And then we, you know, people are asking about the Clippers. I mean, there have been articles that have come out over the past several days about how bad their chemistry actually is. And with Montrezl Harrell leaving, potentially, yeah, things could get uglier for the Clippers. It doesn't look like Playoff P has a lot of respect in the locker room. We're going to talk about it and take your calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Denver Nuggets go over the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, 114-106. They win one game. The Lakers still lead the series 2-1. The Nuggets led by as many as 20 points. They let it get close to three, but Jamal Murray got busy. Knocked down two key three-pointers. Found Paul Millsap underneath the basket. They're able to take the victory, as I said, 114-106. Jamal Murray finishes with 28 points. Jokic, 22. Anthony Davis, 27. LeBron James has a triple-double tonight. 30 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. Now, ultimately, I still make the point. I believe the Los Angeles Lakers will walk away from this series heading on to the NBA Finals. Now, I know there are Denver Nugget fans who want to tell me how disrespectful I am. That's fine. Not going to lose any sleep over it just because I think I'm choosing the better team to win. All right? I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly about the Nuggets. And I don't know how long that magic carpet ride at Disney can continue. That's just the reality. They got a bright future. Amazing. Already a good damn team. But there's a hump that you got to get over. And I don't think they're ready to go over the Lakers hump. Let's go to Steve. He's calling up from Indiana. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling about the Nuggets. Now, when they went up against the Clippers in that first game after that real tough series against Utah, they got blown out that first game. And then they were getting beat a lot by a lot and came back in those games and won most of those after being down 3-1. Now, the first game against the Lakers, they just came off another emotional series against the Clippers. and got blown out by the Lakers. But the second game, the Lakers never dominated them or blew them out. They weren't ahead by that much. And if it weren't for when Jamal Murray blocked that shot of Danny Green, if he'd have got that ball, right now the Nuggets would be ahead 2-1. I mean, the Nuggets' future, I think, is right now. I mean, Jamal Murray and the Joker are keeping up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And the rest of the role players and the bench players for the Nuggets are better than the Lakers. I don't see that the Lakers are dominating anything right now.
All right. Well, Steve, how many what-ifs and if this happened and if they didn't do – how many more of those do we have? I mean –
Well, did the Lakers dominate game two? No.
Well, Steve, I didn't say they dominated. I'm just looking at reality. If I use the logic that you're utilizing right now, saying that, you know what, if a block happened or if this happened and the Nuggets should be up 2-1, then if with that same exact logic that you're using – I can honestly sit here and say their ass should have been gone two rounds ago. Come on.
Yeah, but the point of it is they're playing better against the Lakers than they did against the Clippers.
Oh, so what do we have? So I might as well prepare myself for another 3-1 Nuggets deficit and another bounce back. I guess that would complete the story, wouldn't it?
I think it'll be 2-2.
Like I said, Steve, it wouldn't surprise me if that goes down on Thursday, but ultimately I still got the Lakers winning. We have
to see. Do you see the Lakers' other players playing better than the Nuggets? I don't.
Well, if you go ahead and you look at the last win, you see that their players did. And this is why they play each individual game. The series as an overall doesn't count. It's what you do in those individual games. It doesn't matter if you dominate. The name of the game is to win. How close were we? We were 3 points away from the Lakers having an opportunity to snatch this right out of their hands.
And well, we were one point away from Denver being ahead.
Well, Steve, this I will tell you, and please, this is not me calling you dumb, but what you're saying to me is absolutely stupid. Because for all of everything that you're saying about the Denver Nuggets, I can point at you everything that they've gotten to this point that puts them in the hole, that shows how flawed they are, that shows how ridiculous. What are you talking about? If they blocked this shot, they would have did this. Well, you know what, Steve? I mean, damn it. If I was a foot and a half taller, I'd be in the NBA right now. Come on. Like, come on. This is ridiculous. Well, if he blocked that shot, well, if he did this, well, if he did that, well, he did. Come on. Let's talk about what actually is going on. Let's see what happens Thursday. And I made it clear, it would not surprise me if the Denver Nuggets won again on Thursday night. I actually figured the Denver Nuggets to win two games out of this series against the Lakers. Let's see, they play in seven. Well, they at max, they play seven. I have the Lakers winning 4-2. I'm like, let's not talk about the what ifs. I mean, what if Mo Lewis never hit Drew Bledsoe? Like, come on. Like, Tom Brady is here. We can't change that. What if Michael Jordan didn't go to the Bulls? Well, he did. Like, come on. Let's talk about what's going on and what's happening. Harold, he's calling up from Chicago, home of Anthony Davis. Harold, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on in your brain, Harold?
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing over there? No, just wanted to call. Discuss. I'm loving Mike Malone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Harold, relax. I'm one guy, man. It's just me hanging out with you, Harold, and all the other listeners. Man. It's all good. What you thinking, Harold?
I'm loving Mike Malone's adjustments right now. I've seen three different Nuggets teams versus one Lakers team. It feels like the first game, I said to myself, all right, Lakers got this. This is going to be a sweep. Second game, it feels like Michael Malone adjusted to what Lakers were doing, and he isolated a lot of Danny Green's open shots, KCP's open shots, and he lived with Caruso and Rondo being wide open, taking threes, even Kuzma. And then something happened where it came to a 50-50 ball last game. Lakers took it. This game around, another Mike Malone adjustment. He doesn't play P.J. Dozier at all, who killed last game but had the free throw issues, still keeps it the same. Guards Danny Green deep, guards AD deep, and he's letting Caruso and Rondo take even more three-pointers, and that's actually what's hurting Lakers because they can't find a third guy who can get 20. If they could, they'd have won every single game these playoffs. Whereas Nuggets seem to be getting more aggressive and using third and fourth options to get the 20, and this is with Paul Millsap going like 1-for-8. I don't see a good outcome for Lakers as much as I did game one. I can see this going 7, and given the history of Nuggets right now, if I'm Lakers, I let Nuggets win game 2, because if you're up 3-1, that's not where you want to be versus Denver right now. So I think this is just Mike Malone low-key coaching circles around Frank Vogel, but Frank Vogel's star power is the only thing keeping him afloat, because I don't see anything else in the rest of the cast right now with what Nuggets are letting them get outside of LeBron and AD.
The last time I checked, I mean, you said a whole lot of fancy stuff to ultimately say the Lakers got two of the better players to get the job done. I mean, I just summarized what you said in I think 5 seconds. Look, we can look at the talent, and we can look at the young talent that needs to develop. We can look at Coach Malone, but I'm not going to take away from what Coach Vogel has done. Listen, coaching is a unique job. It's not only the X's and O's, and certainly there are adjustments, but it's also how you manage the talent that you have to work with. And when you operate a room that has LeBron James in it, you got to, A, come correct with what you're doing and what you're calling, but then, B, you also have to respect the personalities that are in the room. This is a superstar-driven league. Talent wins out in the NBA. How much talent do you got? What can you bring to the table? It's been quite apparent. The Lakers will go as their secondary options, and I'm saying guys behind Anthony Davis and LeBron James go. That's the reality of it. If the role players play well, the Lakers win. If they don't, the Lakers have a higher probability and a chance of losing. It took an Anthony Davis shot after having a 16-point lead. It took an Anthony Davis three for them to win the game. And you did get good games from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You did get a good game, surprisingly, from Danny Green. How's this going to continue on? They are role players for a reason. If they step up, the Lakers win. If they don't, the probability is higher that they lose. Well, I think more often than not, because the Lakers have the two best players, yes, when you have two great players, they tend to overcompensate and compensate for the team's weaknesses. LeBron James is and has been a walking team all by him damn self. Al is calling up from Fort Lauderdale. Al, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you? So I'm a huge Knicks fan, but I follow LeBron. I root for LeBron anywhere he goes.
Well, Al.
So somebody call. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Damn, I wanted to take a moment and just express my condolences to you.
I feel you, brother.
And being a New York Knicks fan.
A guy called about 10 phone calls ago. He wants to play J.R. Smith over Danny Green. Now take it. Danny Green is not having a good series, but J.R. Smith, really? And how good is Rondo? I'm all about IQ. I mean, how good is Rondo? This guy can play on my team any day of the week. And Danny Smith's a really good ball player. Danny Green, I'm sorry, is a really good boy. He's not having a good series. But J.R. Smith, really? Are you serious, J.R. Smith?
Hey, maybe he thinks he's back on the Cavaliers and he just needs J.R. to put up a whole bunch of shots. I mean, that could be the only thing I'm thinking about, Al.
Listen, I follow LeBron. Anywhere he goes, I root for him. And Denver's a really, really good team. I mean, Joker's unbelievable. Denver's really good. I don't see them beating the Lakers, as you said.
They'll give them a fight.
They'll give them a fight. And when you have two great players in a 7-game series, those two great players naturally win. I mean, there's no home court, but I just had a call that J.R. Smith statement just cracked me up. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you so much, Al, for calling up from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. I mean, J.R. Smith is an interesting player. J.R. Smith is one of the more talented basketball players that you have probably seen play over the past 20 years. I say that with no problem. But when it comes to what's going on between J.R. Smith's ears, when it comes down to his preparation, his dedication, his selection, that can be debatable. But he is one of the more talented players. There is no reason, when you think about J.R. Smith and his pure talent for where it was, he could have been a perennial all-star every single year. Because of his ability and his shot selection, he was a sixth man. But his talent indicates multi-year all-star. And it's crazy when you can't tie all of that together into being a more consistent and reliable player. I mean, J.R. Smith, when he was kind of the last man standing, you know, with the Cavaliers, he was the most talented player. And that's why they got him the hell up on out of there, because he knew he was the most talented. He was in no man's land playing with younger players, and he knew he had the most talent. But right now, he's back on a team that doesn't necessarily need him for a guy who hasn't necessarily played. So, yeah, J.R. Smith in the playoffs, I don't know. Maybe he has one big shot. We'll have to see. You're listening to the J.R. Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of one big shot, Rob Gronkowski is back, but Tom Brady's not even finding him. We're going to talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.